I don't know what it is about riding a bull that appeals to people. Is it courage, bragging rights, or the thrill of being on a beast that could potentially inflict serious injury, even death, to you? Well, whatever it is, there's no doubt the event continues to be a major draw card for crowds to rodeos and riders of every age, experience level and description. Our intrepid rodeo specialist, Eric Barker, has been to just about every rodeo on the circuit in northwest Queensland, trying to find out what it is that motivates those riders.
From the old bull to the young calf, bush rodeos are a breeding ground for amateur cowboys and cowgirls to throw their hats in the ring and give it a crack. Rookies of all ages line up behind the chutes, including 5-year-old Marshall Woods from Stradbroke Station near the Queensland Northern Territory border.
I ride a calf three seconds.
Have you ridden a calf before?
No, it's only my first time. I liked it because it was bumpy and fun.
What's your bull riding uniform? What are you wearing at the moment?
The vest and the chaps.
You know anyone else who does bull riding?
Yes, Lane Frost.
Well, it's Lane Frost from the hit movie 8 Seconds that inspires young Marshall. Stacey Campbell from Mount Isa has a different motivation.
Got into station buck jump first at Quambi, kind of on the whim of a, not so much a dare, but why not give it a crack, you know? Creeping on 30, so yeah, I've had 4 rides so far, and one best buck off down at Sedan Dip. I got kicked in the head on that one, so it was all right.
So Quambi was about a month or two ago, and I think you've been to nearly every, I've seen you at nearly every rodeo since, putting all the gear on and getting ready to go. Why have you got so into it?
Adrenaline. It's straight up adrenaline, and I've set myself the challenge of actually riding time, riding the 8 seconds, put it down in the history books on myself sort of thing. So, but nah, mate, the adrenaline, the feel, the atmosphere, it's good.
Another keen cowboy to hit the rodeo scene in Western Queensland this year is Tom McGuffick, who's a first-year ringer at Buckingham Downs Station, which is also close to the Queensland Northern Territory border.
This will be my 3rd ride in my career, so I'm still very new to the sport, but we'll just see how we go.
When did you start?
Would have been 2 months ago. Rode last night and then a couple more tonight, so yeah, still practicing, but we'll just hopefully get better each time.
How have you gone so far?
Haven't done that good yet, but I'm hoping to maybe ride 8 seconds tonight.
Have you ridden 8 seconds before?
Nah, I haven't made that far yet, but that's the goal of everyone here, to try and ride 8 seconds and get a bit of money.
Pretty big to just to go and get on a bull from my perspective. How did you get into bull riding?
I sort of just work in the industry, just the cattle industry, sort of said, oh, I do it every day, so why not just give it a crack and see how I go. No real lead up or anything, just sort of jumped on it and why not have a crack, you know.
Do many of the others on Buckingham also have a go?
This being our local rodeo, everyone's sort of going to have a crack, but mostly it's just me at the moment. Everyone thinks I'm a bit crazy.
I think you're a bit crazy too, Tom. That's Tom McGuffick finishing up Eric Barker's report from the rodeo circuit of northwest Queensland, which is done and dusted for the year, I'm told. I'm not sure what Eric's going to do to keep himself amused on the weekend now. But look, if you would like to check out some of the riders, particularly 5-year-old Marshall Woods, what a cutie, from Stradbroke Station on the border there, 3 seconds on the back of a potty calve on his first rodeo outing. And there are some adorable pictures that Eric has posted on the Queensland Country, our Facebook page, if you'd like to take a look.